News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
I'm joined by Sinead O'Carroll, who is editor at Journal Media, to bring us up to speed on some of the stories you may not yet have seen and give analysis on some of those that you have. And we'll start with the central bank, which is seeking job cuts after staff numbers not only increase, doubled since the financial crash.
Yeah, not since the recession have I concerned myself with how the central bank makes money. So Joe Brennan in the Irish Times has reminded us of those heady days. The central bank basically is the projected spending between now and 2030 is too high. They need to shave about 75 million off what they anticipate they're going to spend in the next few years. And to do that, the governor has said they will be seeking voluntary redundancies. The maths works out that it'll look like about 150 of its currently 2,225 staff workforce. But he has promised there'll be no pay cuts and no voluntary no compulsory redundancies. So these will all be voluntary redundancies. The reason that this is happening is that the profits, the central bank is self-funded. It's independent. The reason this is happening, so they obviously have a large staff bill. If you've over 2,000 staff, it's 260 million a year if you take in PRSI and staff expenses and pension contributions. But the side of making money has reduced over the last few years because they were making profits initially driven on emergency loans to banks during the financial crisis. And obviously, and thankfully, we're out of that. They were also making gains on bonds. See, I'm really bringing you back to 2010 here. Government bonds. When was the last time you talked about government bonds? So obviously, the massive profits aren't coming in as well. So they have obviously have to be more prudent. And that's Macleish's job now.
I wouldn't have thought that their workload has greatly constrained or has greatly reduced because we've had an awful lot of operations that have come in our direction out of London, particularly post-Brexit. The regulatory side of things is still pretty busy.
Yeah, they've over 10,000 firms that they're regulating. And if you remember back in 2010 as well, they folded the regulatory authority into the central bank. So that's one of the reasons that it has doubled so much. It's not just extra management layers going in. But the levies that they put onto those financial services to fund themselves, they obviously, that hits the wider economy. So that's Macleish's argument. Those fees that we levy on those firms does actually hit the wider economy. So they have to make sure that they're prudent on the side of spending.
Very interesting. The amount of texts that are coming in respect of EVs. I can't get a home charger, so it costs me more to run an EV than my old petrol car. It'll cost me 20 grand to upgrade my house wiring in order to get a charger. Another 85 cent per kilowatt hour is definitely gouging. When if you have a smart meter, the night rate is only around 18 cent per kilowatt hour. Another one, Jennifer Whitmore is not factoring the cost of planning, network connection and red tape involved in installing a charger and the low level of use that public chargers get given that home charging is available to so many. Another, I paid 85 cent per kilowatt at a fast charge, 9 cent at home. If you've a view, 53106 or 087 1400 106. Good news for Dáithí O'Shea. He is on the front of the Irish Independent this morning, looking delighted with himself.
Yeah, taking on a big show this year. RTÉ's Up for the Match has been outsourced, being made independently for the first time. So there's a bit of a shake-up. Des Cahill has co-fronted the programme for over 20 years. 2005. So this will be the first time in a long time that he won't be on our screens the night before the hurling and football finals. Who will be on our screens? Dáithí O'Shea, as you said, Jackie Hurley, one of the most worked women in RTÉ, and Louise Cantillon from
Better Parts.
Yes,
yeah.
Will be together for the 2026 version. The contract was won by Green Inc. After a tendering process. Initially, the two Johnnies had been slated to work on it, but they...
Green Inc. is Patrick Keelty's production company, isn't it?
It is, yes. And he also was seemingly in the mix in the rumour mill, but obviously there's still Late Late Show things up in the air and other things to work out there. So Dáithí was actually made staff in RTÉ last year, according to the Irish Independent today. We'll be in front. He obviously has big love for football.
Oh, will you quit? He's utterly, completely, totally dyed-in-the-wool bias towards Kerry, but we'll set that aside.
And Des Cahill did, when he was wishing him luck, said they have Cork covered with Jackie, they have Limerick covered with Louise, and they have Kerry covered with Dáithí. But what will they do if the Dubs get to the final? Now, there's a bit of a way to go, Des, before that. But... it's also, the hurling one will be the night before the World Cup final. So for those of us who get given out to by their children for having too much sport on the telly. It's going to continue for a long number of weeks into the summer when you look at those dates lining up together.
Now, Ryanair has condemned, in very Ryanair terms, horrendous arson attacks on some of its staff in North Dublin. They've said mindless idiots set fire to rubbish wheelie bins and placed them immediately in front of the doors of seven properties rented and occupied by Ryanair's Irish and EU employees. And unsurprisingly, the airline says many of those employees were absolutely terrified.
Yeah, and the Irish Mirror talked to some of them. It sounded like a really horrifying ordeal for them. So the wheelie bins were pushed in front of their houses and there was loud knocks on the door. So they knew that when they came to the door, there was obviously a ball of fire at the door. They could smell melting plastic. And one of them pointed out that, like, you know, putting a fire in a bin, it's also extremely toxic. So that was going into their house. A couple of people didn't know if there was people in their house. They hid behind the bed instead of leaving the house immediately. So the whole thing also just felt very premeditated. So obviously they knew.
And this is racially motivated.
So the one of the people in one of the houses said that they believed that it was either an anti-immigrant or anti-Ryanair. They weren't sure, but it was because obviously these people are not Irish. Is the sense around what Ryanair was saying, even though they're hardworking young people who are paying taxes in the state, and obviously are required to run the engineering and in-flight side of
Ryanair. And are working for,
Ryanair.
As Ryanair points out, one of North Dublin's bigger employers. Like, they're a huge employer in the Sorrows area.
So as they said, really, really mindless, like unbelievably dangerous. The statement from Ryanair, as you said, like talking about the stupidity and how it is hard to comprehend, and it is hard to comprehend that that kind of violence.
To draw us to a conclusion, a headline I didn't think I would ever say on air. 13 men fitted with gold standard bionic penises in Irish hospitals at a cost of €450,000.
Yeah.
Is that per penis?
No, that is not per penis. That's for all 13. Really incredible value to change change the lives of 13 people, and obviously more than 13 people if you think about it.
Almost an infinite number depending on their energy.
Depending on. I know this. There's a look at this every year because there has been research papers to look at whether these devices are working well, and seemingly they are the gold standard. And I wish all of the people using them very well.
It is, though, it has to be said, I assume, life-changing. You go from a situation of permanent frustration to a normal life.
Yeah, like these are fitted into people who have organic failure. So, yeah, people who have been dealing with this probably for a long time.
Long may they continue. Carol, editor at Journal Media.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.